Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I pray you all are off to a great week. And I hope and I pray that you all have been operating in discipline in this December. Because if you didn't know, December is the month for extreme discipline. We are operating in extreme discipline for the month of December. And for context, during last week's episode, I'm referring to my mother and I, who so graciously was a guest on my podcast, we discussed the importance of December. And one of the things that God is truly, excuse me, the importance of discipline. And one of the things that God is requiring of us during this month, and not even in this month, but just in life period, is a lifestyle that reflects discipline. And so I really hope that you all have been tapping into certain habits or certain practices that allow you to exude and display that level of discipline so we can experience those things that God wants for us. Now, with that being said, today I'm excited because really, you know, piggybacking off of what we discussed last episode, not only is God requiring discipline from us, but he's also requiring of us, or what he's also requiring of us in this time is focus. And I think those two go hand in hand. Now, I don't know if you needed any sort of confirmation, but if so, I'm telling you, sis, bro, this is it. I need you to get your focus intact. I need you to shift your focus and focus on those things that God is really calling us to in this season. I'm sensing that a lot of us have been distracted, whether that's on issues of life or the weight of the world or whatever it is. We've neglected to focus on those things that are true, those things that God has called us to. We've neglected to even just focus on God himself. And that is what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be talking about the importance of focus. Now, today's affirmations are the following. And I want to make sure that you're saying all of these affirmations throughout the day as well as throughout the week. And I can't emphasize the importance of declaring and decreeing this enough, because it is the word that says, decree a thing and it shall be established. And so we're decreeing different affirmations each week. That way we can see these things manifested in our lives. So today we're declaring the following. I am focused. I am focused on accomplishing my goals, and I am focused on obeying my God. I will not miss out on what God is doing, and I will not miss out on what God is saying. I am focused. Now, with that being said, let's get into today's topic. Now, when God told me that we're going to be discussing focus, immediately I had asked, I said, "Hey, yo, God, big dog, what is it that you need us to focus on?" And I'm saying us because I don't believe that God just gives a word for y'all. I think that God gives a word for me as well. I asked him, I said, "Lord, what is it that you want us to focus on?" And so simply, he said, "You need to focus on me. You need to focus on me." And as I mentioned before, there are a lot of us who are extremely distracted. There are a lot of us who have been focused on whether that's like pursuing our goals and doing certain things that we have forgotten to take into account the God who gave us the instruction in the first place, the God who gives us strategy, the God who, you know, gives us peace, the God who literally gives us everything. We forgot, or we've neglected to consult him in these things. And as a result, I'm sure many of us have been operating in a disposition that reflects one of overwhelmed, one that's maybe fearful, one that's doubtful. And God's like, no, the reason why you're not walking in peace or joy, which are the fruits of spending time with me, it's because you all have not been focusing on me and my word. And so what is focus? According to dictionary.com, focus is simply paying attention to, consecrating. And I say all that, and I ask the question, What is it that you have been paying attention to? Or rather, what is it that you haven't been paying attention to? Because it is those things that we've been paying attention to that will reflect or dictate our reality. I read a quote, and the quote said, "Your focus determines your reality. What you pay attention to determines your reality." And going back to God saying that we need to focus on Him, when we focus on God, our reality will reflect a lifestyle that reflects Him. And one of the things that we've been talking about, or some of the things that we've been talking about in the previous episode, is that when you walk with God, or one of the key characteristics or the natures of God is one of abundance, one of wealth, one of joy, one of peace, and all those things. So if you're not operating these things, it is a direct result that you have not been focusing enough about, excuse me, enough on God. When you don't, when you don't focus on God, your reality will reflect the absence of God. And what does that look like? That looks like fear. That looks like confusion, greed, pride, doubt, all of those different things. And so that is why I believe that God truly wants us to get our focus in order, because He would never want us to live a life where we're operating in fear. We learned last season, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but He gave us the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. So when we're not operating in those characteristics, we need to take a step back and shift our focus to the Creator and say, "Lord, I need you in this. I need your help." And God will immediately give you strategy. Now, Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your mind and keep focus habitually on things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value." Again, I'm going to say that one more time. Set your mind and keep focus habitually. That means consistency. That means make it a habit to stay or keep focus on those things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Now, what are those things? What's above? Who's above? God. God is above. What is it that God has been saying to you? What is it that God has been telling you that you need to do? Who is God? How or who has God been revealing Himself to you? Excuse me, how has God been revealing Himself to you? I was listening to a I think some sort of panel one time, and there was a woman who came and approached the mic, and she had asked the question. She was like, "I'm having a hard time. I don't really know what to do next." I think that was the question. "I'm having a hard time what to do next." And the woman, or whoever was the speaker, responded. She said, "What was that thing that God told you to do last?" And the woman had said something. Let's say she said, "Oh, God told me to wake up every morning at 6 a.m. And the girl said, "Well, have you done that?" And of course, the woman responded, said, "No." And she said that is what it is that you need to do. And I say all that to say, one of the things that a lot of us have been neglecting have been God's instructions. And the reason why we've been neglecting God's instructions is, one, because we haven't been seeking them out, i.e., keeping our focus on God. But two, we've been so distracted and consumed with everything else, whether that's money, whether that's life, whether that's Instagram, whether that's comparing ourselves to people. And God is calling us to a place where we need to be focused. And I really want us this week, or whatever it is, honestly, not even just this week, we need to make a habit, a lifestyle of seeking God first. What is that scripture? Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." You've been stressed out about strategy. Go ahead and focus on God, and I'm sure He'll release it to you. You've been in need of money. Go ahead and focus on God, and God will give you the answer concerning how to go about to get that money, whether that's Him giving you a business idea, Him connecting you to a destiny helper. Seek God above all else and live righteously, and God will give you every single thing that you need. I'm also going to reference Proverbs 4:25, which says, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." And not only are we focusing on God, or let me not say not only, but as you focus on God, I want you to forget those things of the past. What does God's word say in Isaiah? It says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Can't you see it? And so we have to make sure that we are setting our gaze on those things that are forward, those things that God is telling us to do now. We have to neglect those things that were of old, neglect the former habits, neglect the former lifestyle, forget about the mistakes that you made, whatever it is, your past problems, and focus on the now, focus on the next, and that is God. And so my action item for you this week is to simply spend time truly connecting and fellowshipping with God. It is in Him that you'll get those business ideas, as I mentioned, that strategy, those next steps. And even outside of those tangibles, it is in Him that you'll receive peace. It is in Him that you'll receive joy. It is in Him that you'll receive clarity. A lot of us have been walking and operating in confusion, and God is not a God of confusion. And because we have not been spending time with God, the result of that has been one of confusion. And so again, anytime you're experiencing a characteristic or maybe an action or a result that does not reflect the nature and the characteristic of God, we have to make sure we reevaluate our focus. What is it that we've been paying attention to? And oftentimes we'll realize that we've been paying to those things that were not above. We've been paying attention to things that don't reflect God. And so I really want us to spend time focusing on God. And then the next action item I really want us to do is determine those areas that are keeping you distracted. What has been distracting you from focusing on God in this time? Has it been sleep? Has it been your friends? Has it been your job? Whatever it is, we really need to take inventory of those things that have been keeping us distracted and create some sort of plan, whether that's saying no more, whether that's turning off our phones on a certain time, whether that's waking up a little earlier, to make sure that we're making it a point to focus on God, to commit to God, to fellowship with God, in an undistracted state. One of the things that God has been speaking to me about this time is that this is a season of no. And a lot of us have been distracted because we've been saying yes to whether it's an engagement or a trip or saying yes to certain friendships, whatever it is. Because we will focus on God, God will determine those areas or those things that we can say yes and the things that we need to say no to. And so it's truly important in this time to shift our focus on God. Make Him a priority. He is the priority. As I mentioned in the previous episode, our lives do not belong to us. Again, our lives do not belong to us. So what does that mean? Anytime where we may want to do something, or we may want to go somewhere, or we may have a thought, whatever it is, because we are not the owners of our own bodies, because we're not the owners of our lives, we have to seek insight from the owner and go to Him to determine what it is that we can and should do. And so I say all that to say, y'all, we have to shift our focus and focus on God in this time. Now, I'm going to close us out simply with the prayer. And this is my prayer for focus. And I feel free to, say this over and over in your head. You can replay it. You can write it out. I'll post it on our Instagram page. That's at The Account Partner. So make sure you're following the page so you won't miss out. And we'll just go from this. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your love and for allowing us to see another day. In every breath, I'm reminded that I have a reason to live. But lately, I have been having a hard time focusing on you and focusing on the things that you've called me to do in this season. So Lord, my prayer is that you help me to become more focused, fruitful, and increasingly productive in everything that I do that is in aligned with your will. I recognize that I sometimes allow fear, doubt, and laziness to hinder me from fulfilling the purpose you placed over my life. life. But today, I'm declaring and I'm decreeing that I will fix my thoughts on the things that are above. I will fix my thoughts on the things that are true, honorable, and profitable, so that I will fulfill my daily responsibilities with efficiency, effectiveness, and integrity. God, I want to love you and know you intimately, and I'm no longer going to allow anything to stop me from knowing you and from obeying your commandments. I will execute everything that you tell me to in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I love you. I pray that you all have a wonderful week, and I pray that you all are blessed. And with that being said, peace out.